tears of rage I cannot lie.
I set this limitation going in that I was only going to do 4 violin tracks and 1 vocal track, and I was going to skip to that. Sometimes, as I'm sure you know, when you're in the studio, you can add a little this, you can add a little that, you can put this on and add this and do 1 more track here and do a little organ here, and you just end up adding. And until it's kind of never finished, or maybe it even becomes a little too much. So I set these parameters before I even entered the studio, before I even booked the studio time. And in doing so, the limitation almost created some new avenues for creativity, because I had to think so carefully about what each track would do, what each part would do, and I had to make sure that not all 5 songs sounded just the same with all of this bowed, you know, 4-part harmony from a violin. I had to think much more creatively about it. And so on Strong Enough, for example, I had 3 violin parts, but then I wanted some percussion. Well, I can't do a drum part because I've limited myself to 4 violins. So I knocked on the body of the instrument as percussion instead, which I think brought a different element and a different texture to that song.
I have a face I cannot show. I make the rules up as I go.
Enough from the Maura Dunst CD Violin Songs. Maura, that seems like kind of a challenge to men.
I suppose so, yeah. You'd have to, that's a Sheryl Crow cover, so I guess you'd have to go back and talk to Tuesday Night Music Club era Sheryl Crow and ask her what that song's about. But yeah, it is interesting that I think a lot of times there's this notion that you yourself have to be strong enough to pass other people's tests, but it is interesting that in that particular song she's saying, are you strong enough? Not am I strong enough, but are you strong enough?
Maura, on your project, the song The Eye has, to my ear, an unusual violin accompaniment.
Yeah, so The Eye is entirely pizzicato, and for those of you who are not necessarily familiar with violin technique, pizzicato is when you're plucking the strings. The entire arrangement is pizzicato, and it has some very crunchy chords in there that are all happening very much on purpose. Every note is deliberate. And so that arrangement is probably the weirdest of them all, but it's also one of the ones that I'm most proud of because I just think it's really different and it brings a totally different dynamic to the violin arrangements that you would be picturing when you think of, you know, 4 violins playing together. So, I think it's an interesting arrangement. It might be a little too weird for some people, but maybe not for Jazz 88 listeners. I don't know, we'll see.
It really breaks my heart to see a dear old friend go down to the worn-out place again. Do you know the sound of a closing door? Have you heard that sound somewhere before? Do you wonder if she knows you anymore? I wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only you're standing in the eye. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye.
Maura Dunst's new CD is called Violin Songs, and we're listening to some samples of it. Now, dancing in the dark. When you're doing a solo project and you're the singer, it causes you to really listen to all the lyrics. And sometimes that leads you to the true understanding of the song, and you just can't sing it in the way everybody has heard it. And that's certainly true of Dancing in the Dark.
That's absolutely right. So I hear Dancing in the Dark as a song of sadness, of frustration, of hunger, with no outlet. You know, this person who feels so full of hunger, I guess, that they have no way to satiate. And the Bruce Springsteen version, you know, it's set in this sort of poppy, jangly, bouncy vocals and electric guitar and active drums. And so I think if you aren't paying attention to the lyrics, you think of it as this like sort of upbeat fight song. But my take on it is, you know, this person is struggling. This speaker is really suffering in a way that he doesn't know how to relieve. And so in my version of this song, I bring that feeling to the forefront in the way that I sing it, and some of that desperation coming through in the violin arrangement, which this is probably the most kind of cinematic sounding arrangement from the song. And I think I was feeling that emotional intensity from the song when I was arranging it.
Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around my place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. Man, I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. If something happening somewhere, baby, I just know there is. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
The new CD by Maura Dunst is called Violin Songs. Learn more about Maura's project and about her performances at mauradunst.com. And it's Dunst, D-U-N-S-T. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.